Torah Way, Northwest London, Monday, Chof Hei Tammuz, the 5th of July, Harav Moshe Zulzbach Shlita, lending your talus.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to discuss this morning an interesting, somewhat common shaila. On the face of it, we'll see that it doesn't seem to be any shaila. It seems to be clear-cut in halacha what to do. But if we go into the inyan a bit, we will see, Mitzvah Hashem, that it's b'chal not a poshut shaila, and there's variables which will make a difference into what we have to do in halacha lamaisa. The case is, I'm standing with my talis in shul. I made a bracha on my talis, and the gabba gives an aliyah to someone else. Someone else doesn't wear a talis. A bracha, let's say, but not in munks. And he asked to borrow my talis. So I take off my talis to give it to this young man. He gets an aliyah. After his aliyah, he comes back and he gives me the talis back. Do I need to make a brocha again when I put on that talis?
Does he need to make a brocha?
So he doesn't need to make a brocha because he's only borrowing my talis. We'll see if he actually is koyle my talis. Right.
But you only took that talis off as a temporary thing, so when you put it back on, you don't need another.
Oh, that's why I said at the beginning that on the face of it, it seems to be clear-cut that one doesn't need to make a bracha. But we'll go through the halachas in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see, maybe it's not so poshut. The mechaber in Simon Ches, paskins, the halachas of putting on a talis, hefsek when you're making a bracha. And there's three halachas that I'd like to go through, and we'll see from there, maybe a Pesach to Ashayla. The Mechaber and Sif Yud Beis, paskins, Im yesh loy kama begodim shel arba kanfos, kulon chayovim betzitzis. Tzitzis is a chiyuv on the beged, it's not a chiyuv on the person. Therefore, if he puts on many different begodim of four corners, he has to make a separate bracha on each one of those begodim. However, Im lov shon kulon beloy hefsek, if you put them on one after the other without any interruption between the begodim, and, says the Mechaber, you have das when you made your brocha that I'm going to put on all these talis which are in front of me, all these begodim which are in front of me. Then the Mechaber says, lo yevorech ele brocha achas. You can make one brocha that goes on all the talisim as long as we have two tanoim to fix. We have hefset, you cannot have a hefset between all your begodim, and you have to have das when I made my brocha that my brocha should go on all these begodim. Says the Mechaber, therefore, v'im mafsik beinehem, if you have a gap between the two begodim, sorech levorecha kol achas v'achas. V'hu adin, so too, im lo yoye b'data b'tchila kulom, you don't have das when I made my brocha. It's like having mafsik beinehem, it's like being mafsik between your talisim. Again, you see these two tanoim you need for a brocha to work on all my talisim. You need to have das when I make my brocha to go on all the begodim, and there cannot be a hefsek, a gap, between the two talis and that two begodim or four corners that I put on. That is Sif Yud Beis. And Sif Yud Gimel is a hemshech, it's a continuation of that halacha. Haloivish talis cotton. You're at home, you put on your talis cotton. You want to make a brocha. We know lemaisa, we pasuk that we make a brocha only in shul on our talis godel, and we have in mind that that should be go on our talis cotton as well. But if someone wants to make a brocha on his talis cotton, so he puts it on in the morning and he makes a brocha. If you walk to the Beis HaKnesses, misatef betalis gadol, in shul, there you put on your talis gadol, the aloch is tzorich levorech alov. You've got to make a brocha on your talis gadol. Because, like we've discussed, even though when you made your brocha on your talis cotton, you had das that should go on my talis gadol, but since there was a hefsek between my brocha and the levisha of the talis gadol, of the walking to Beis HaKnesses is considered a hefsek, therefore tzorech levorech alov. And that's what he says, that if you're at home and you're davening at home, the marshal during a lockdown with a lot of us davening at home, most of us davening at home, then the halach is that if you have das, when I put on my talis cotton, to straight away put on my talis gadol, then that would be fine. You'd have to make only one bracha. Those are two basic halachas, Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. We come to Yud Dalet, and then we have a machlokes. And this is more neged to what we're discussing. In posha talisai, if you take off your talis, you're in davening, you're taking off your talis. And the Torah adds here, we're talking about when you want to, the moshul, be excused. You want to go out of shul, you take off your talis about your place, put it on your chair, and you go out to the Beis HaKiseh. Afilu hayadata lachse ilsate boi miyad, even though you have in mind that as soon as I come back, I'm going to put it back on, you've got to make another bracha. When you come back into the shul, you want to put on your talis again, you've got to make a bracha. As I pass the mechaba, the Ramah is chaylok, and he says, Yeshayimim she'eim avorachim, and this is how most of us paskin. She'eim avorachim, im hoyadato lachso is ativ bo. If you're standing in shul and you say, I need to go to the Beis HaKiseh, so you take off your talis, and you know I'm coming straight back to put it back on, the taking off the talis is not considered a hefsek. The hefsek is no hefsek when I have das to put it back on straight when I come back. And therefore, there are more paskins that if you've got das, you do not need to make a bracha when even though I've taken off my talis. What is the background behind this machlokas of the Ramah and Beis Yosef? It's based on a tool. The tool over here explains, he has a sofik. He has a sofik, when you take off your talis, do you have to make a bracha? What is sofik? He says the halacha is, when you have your tefillin on, and your tefillin go crooked, the halacha, it might not be in a maisa, but the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, and when you straighten it to put it back into place, you've got to make another bracha. When you straighten it, you've got to make another bracha. We pass good based on a shloh that you don't need to, but the maisa, the halacha in the tool, the Beis Yosef, the Ramah, they all pass that when it goes crooked, when you straighten it, you have to make another bracha. Says the tool, maybe when you take your talis off, it's a lot worse. When your tefillin goes crooked, it's on your head still. So when you straighten it, and even when I straighten it, we pass it, you need to make another bracha. So maybe kol shekein, when I take my talis off, and it's completely off my guf, maybe it's worse, and maybe I'll zicha need to make another bracha when my talis comes off completely. If already by tefillin, when it just goes crooked, I have to make another bracha. Then the tool says, no, there's no difference. In fact, here you've got das. By tefillin, when it goes crooked, I don't have das. I don't know that it's going crooked. Therefore, when I realize, oh, I've got to straighten out, then it's considered that it's like you took it off without having das. So when you put it back, you're putting it on for brand new. You need to make another bracha. Masha'in came by talis, when you take it off, you've got das to put it back on. Says the Torah, therefore, and this is how we paskins, you don't have to make another bracha because you had das when I took it off.
And you move it, really move it away. You got always kavod to put it back.
That is part of the reason why we paskin the mice and not to, because when we make the bracha, we have in das that every time it. That's part of where the Mishabrua says we paskin the mice and not to make a bracha. But in Ikka Dedina, you would make a bracha because we don't assume that a person has das straight away. But Al Kalponim, that's how the Ramah paskins. Since you've got das, it's different to tefillin. It's different to tefillin. Says the Beis Yosef on that tour, he says he doesn't understand the whole shaila of the tour. He says there's a Gemara Mefurish. There's a Gemara Mefurish in Sukkah Daf Mem Vov, where the Gemara brings a story from Rava. Rava, every single day, he used to wear tefillin the whole day. And the Gemara tells us that every time he went to the Beis HaKiseh, he'd take off his tefillin, and he'd make a bracha when he came out. Again, so you say, you take off your tefillin, says the Beis Yosef, he's taken it completely off his head, and he has das, because he wears the tefillin the whole day, so he's got das to put it back on, and yet the Gemara tells us that Rava made a bracha every time he put it back on. Says the Beis Yosef, you see quite clearly from Rava's actions, that the mere taking off of the Chefetz Hashem mitzvah, the taking off of the tefillin, or the taking off the talis, would require another bracha, regardless whether you've got das. Therefore, the Mechaber says he doesn't understand the whole shaila of the tool. And in the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef himself passes this halacha. He says, if you take off your talis, and even if you've got das to put it back on, straight away you've got to make another bracha when you're misatif. That is the background behind the machlokes Mechaber and Ramah, whether you have to make a bracha when I take off my talis, even though I've got das to put it back on. The Ramah, and in truth, all the Nosei Kedem on the Beis Yosef, They say this raya that the Beis Yosef brought from Tefillin, from the Gemara, is not a raya, b'chlal. What's the Gemara talking about there? The Gemara is talking about Rava taking off his tefillin to go to the Beis HaKisa. Says the Ramon, in Da'achi Moshe, he says, when you go into the Beis HaKisa with tefillin, it's also to go to the Beis HaKisa with tefillin. It's a stira to have tefillin in the Beis HaKisa. Therefore, taking off your tefillin to go to the Beis HaKisa is considered a complete hefsek, because you're not allowed to be in the Beis HaKisa with your tefillin. So you have to stop this mitzvah, take off your tefillin, it's considered a break in your mitzvah, and when you come back, of course, even if you have das, it's not going to help you. You're going to have to make another bracha. Masha Enkin, talis, we paskin, me'ikid adina, you're allowed to go to the Beis HaKisa with the talis. For convenience reasons, we take it off. Me'ikid adina, you're allowed to go to the Beis HaKisa with the talis. And therefore, it's not considered a break in my mitzvah when I go to the Beis HaKisa, when I take off my talis to go to the Beis HaKisa. And therefore, says the Ramah, that if you've got das to put on your talis straight away after coming out of the Beis HaKisa, the mere fact that I went to the Beis HaKisa is not considered a hefsek. And we might see Mitzvah Hashem a yishuv on the Beis Yosef, where the Beis Yosef saw in the Gemara of Rava Makari to talis. The Gemara is there talking about dafka tefillin to go with the hefsek of going to the Beis HaKisa. But here, I'd like to just add something which is needs explanation here in Hilchos of Hefsek. Because we've seen here, the Ramal Shitta is that you take off the Hefsek Shal Mitzvah, the Talis, then that in itself is not a Hefsek. You need to have Das. And if I've got Das, then it's Beseder. But this is all discussing the actual going to the Beis HaKisa, the actual act of being, taking off a Talis to go to a Beis HaKisa. There's something else we have to worry about. There's the walking from your place. We said that you took off your talis in your place. The walking from your place to the Beis HaKisa. Especially in the times of Chazal, the Beis HaKisa was far out of the building. So there was a halicha to go to the Beis HaKisa. Why is that not considered a hefsek? And in truth, we mentioned, when it came to talis cotton, when you want to be put on your talis godol later, we said that since you walked to the Beis HaKisa from your house, then the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is halicha mi beis le beis haknesses chashiva hefsek. So it's very nice to you're going to tell me according to the Ramah that the actual act of going to the Beis HaKisa is not a hefsek. We have to understand why is the halicha to go to the Beis HaKisa not considered a hefsek. And as I frek the drisha frek this kashi, I understand the difference why sometimes the halicha is a hefsek and sometimes the halicha is not a hefsek. And l'chayra, we have to say that there's a difference sometimes between, you can't just compare all hefseks together. Whenever there's a hefsek here, it will be considered a hefsek here. The two cases are very different. Yud Beis and Yud Gimel was discussing, when I made a brocha on one beged, I want that beged, that brocha of this beged, to go on to this beged. I have five begodim in front of me. I want my brocha on my first beged to really go on all of my begodim. There's a halacha, we saw that there cannot be a hefsek between each beged. There, we'll paskin, the halicha is considered the hefsek. Walking to the Beis HaKnesses with you, between my brocha and my levisha, my talis gadol, that is considered the hefsek. Why? Because I want my brocha here to go on my talis gadol over there. Since there's a gap between my brocha and my levisha, the talis gadol, that would be considered a hefsek. Masha'en came by us, we have already a bracha on my talis godel. I've got a bracha, I made the bracha in the morning on my talis godel. I want to now take off my talis to go to the Beis HaKisa. There we have to make sure that there's no hefsa between my taking it off the talis and putting it back on. But it's a very different hefsa. Not necessarily that walking to the Beis HaKisa would be considered a hefsa there. I've got a bracha, my question is to lose my bracha. Then we say that walking, the act of walking is not considered a hefsek to lose already an existing brocha on my talis. There the Ramah paskins, the taking off without das, that would be considered a hefsek. But taking it off with das to put it back on, that's not considered a hefsek. We actually see this quite clearly, l'chayra, because there's another halacha, the Ramah paskins. The Ramah paskins, in this case, where you want to have one brocha going on five different begodim l'moshu. So you want to motzi my first bracha to go on all the begodim. The Ramah paskins, one of the cases that is considered a hefsek, We said we can't have a hefsek between each one of the begodim. One of the cases is considered a hefsek, says the Ramah, is in poshat horishon. You put on your first talis, you made a bracha, you put it on your first beged of four corners, and then you decide you're going to take this one off and then go to my next one. There, says the Ramah, that would be considered a hefsek between my bracha and my putting on the second beged, because I took off in the meantime my first beged. Now, 1 minute. We know the Ramah from just now that taking off the beged is not considered a hefsek when it comes to going to the Beis HaKisuv. Taking off the beged is fine as long as you've got dams. So how can suddenly the Ramah himself paskin that when it comes to five different begodim, if I take off one of the begodim, that's considered a hefsek? And as I frek the Mishnah Berurah on the Ramah, and he says a lot of the achrenim are matcha this Ramah because of that. It's a stira in Ramah.
It's a different beged.
Oh, so that's what we've said. We said there's a chiluk between when I want my bracha on an existing beged to go away. There we said the actual act of taking off that beged will not cause the bracha of that beged to go away. Mashe, if you've got kavon, says the Ramah, if you've got kavon, to go to the Beis HaKisuv.
Are you talking about a few begodim?
Oh, mashe, okay. When you're putting on a few begodim, the bracha on my second beged hasn't been chal. I want my bracha on my first beged to carry over to my second beged. There are more paskins. If you take off your talis in between, that would be considered a hefsek. That's just to bring out that there's not every time you find a hefsek somewhere, it will necessarily be considered as hefsek in other halachas.
If it falls off, the talis falls off.
If it's that's a separate halacha. That's considered that you take, it's like you don't have das. That's the halacha in next halacha. Sorry?
There's no hefsek picking up again straight away. It fell off when you
fill off. Yeah, but we mentioned Ramah's heter not to make a bracha is only because you took it off with das.
Yeah.
Falling off doesn't have das. So you'd have to make another
bracha. You have to say bracha,
yeah? Yeah, yeah. That's also a bit, yeah. Make it the dina, yes.
It's a bit of a continuation for what Shimon said. Are we talking here hefsek? Physical hefsek in time or action, or we're talking about mitzvah das.
Physical hefsek. Das is the second tonight. There's a hefsek tonight, and then there's das.
Right. So when he's in the Beis HaKisuv, he can't really have das on the mitzvah of tzitzis.
Correct.
Right. While he's being matur raglaim,
he doesn't have to have das every second while it's off that I'm going to put it back on.
Right.
As long as when I take it off, I've got das to put it back on, that would suffice.
That'll carry him through.
Yeah, as long as there's no hefsek. And that's the shayla, what is considered a hefsek, what's not considered a hefsek. Das is just when you take it off. If it's taken off, I've got das, that'll carry you through.
Honestly, if he goes through a period when he couldn't be,
he
couldn't have das on the talus, like when he's in Beis HaKisuv,
right.
It's still okay.
It's still okay, yeah. Oh, so coming back to our shayla, it would seem to be a clear-cut machlokes. The fellow asked to borrow my talus to get his aliyah, so I take off my talus. I've got full das when I take it off to put it back on when he's finished his aliyah. So according to the Mechaber, that wouldn't help. We said the actual act of taking off the talus is a hefsek. Mashayin kun to the Ramah, as long as I have das to put it back on, you'll be fine. And that lechayra is a clear cut psak. And we actually know that the Rav Shlomo Zalman, in his yeshiva, he had a lot of sfardim and ashkenazim and bochrim. And when one bocher used to need to borrow a talis, he used to tell them, a lot of the svardim will tell him, Ashkenazim didn't. So he used to tell them, don't borrow from a svardi bocher his talis. Because a lot of people don't know this halacha, that the mechava paskins for svardim, and we take off your talis, you've got to make another bocher. And a lot of people don't know that halacha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said to the Ashkenazim, make sure you borrow a talis from an Ashkenazi who paskins like the Ramah. Because if you borrow from a svadi, you'll goyim him not to make another bracha. And for him, he has to make another bracha. He passes like the mechaber. That's I saw brought down by Shevin Shlomo Zalman. However, maybe, perhaps, it's not so poshut. Maybe we can find the Rafi Beis Yosef that in a case where you wouldn't need to make another bracha. Even if I took it out. And we know the Beis Yosef passes, if you take it off, without, even if I got das to put it back on, it's not going to help you. Perhaps we can find one Eitzah according to the Mechaber. The Magen Avraham asks a very, very strong question on this shit of the Mechaber. Mechaber again paskins that you take off your talis. The actual act of taking off your talis is a hefsek and requires another bracha. That is the Mechaber's opinion. Says the Mogen Avraham that is after a stira in Mechaber. A stira in Beis Yosef. It's not a Mechaber, it's a Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Hilchos Sukkah paskins, a person sitting in his sukkah, he needs to go inside his house to get some plates. Says the Mechaber, even though you've left your sukkah, you've left the sukkah, nevertheless, if you've got das to come back in, straight in, I'm just going in to get plates, so I'm going to speak to someone straight out of town, I'm coming straight back in, says the Mechaber, don't need to make another bracha. Don't need to make another bracha. Even though you've gone out of the sukkah, you don't need to make another bracha. Frek the Mogen Avraham, this is a black and white steer. Here, by Hilchos Tzitzis, taking off your talis, regardless of das, is considered a hefsek. When it comes to sukkah, I leave the sukkah. I've left the sukkah. I've got das, says the Mechaber, you're fine. The Beis Yosef passing das by sukkah helps. What's the difference between taking off your talis, where we say das doesn't help, and leaving a sukkah where das does help? That is the Mogen Avraham's kasha, and he blib shvei. He doesn't have a teretz for it. He doesn't have a teretz. The Chavis Yoe in Mekor Chaim, he paskins, and he says it's cholok. He's cholok. He says it's true that by a talis, when you take it off, the Ramachaba says das doesn't help you. Says the Mekor Chaim, because that's because I took it off. It's considered like I've taken off my talis. There's no longness behind it. I've taken off my talis. It's off. There, that's a hefsek. Whether or not you've got das. Says the Mekor Chaim, there's a halacha by sukkah, teishvu ke'en taduru. You've got to live in a sukkah just like you would in your house. Living my house entails going out to borrow something, coming straight back. Going out to speak to someone, coming straight back. That is part and parcel of living in a sukkah, is going out and coming back in every so often. That, says the Mekor Chaim, is not considered a yetzir. And that's the lashon of the Beis Yosef is, loy choshev yetzir. When you've got das to come straight back into my sukkah after borrowing a plate from my neighbor or getting a plate from the kitchen inside, then it's not considered that you've left your sukkah. And therefore, you don't have to make a bracha. The Mechaber only says it's halacha when you actually left your chefetz shel mitzvah. You've taken off your tefillin, you've taken off your talis. Then das doesn't help you. You've taken off the chefetz shel mitzvah, you're going to make another bracha. Masha Enkin says the Mekor Chaim, by sukkah, when you've got das to come straight back into my sukkah, it's not considered like you've left bechlal. It's like you live, that's part of living in a sukkah. Memela, as long as you have das to come back in, you won't need to make another bracha. However, the Orach HaShulchan gives another teretz to this kasha. He says, of course, it's considered that you've left. Don't come with lomdus of teishrenk and tuduru. Of course, when you leave the sukkah, it's like you've left. It's like you've taken off your talis. So what's the chiluk between taking off a talis and going out of your sukkah? So he explains like this. When you take off your talis, there's no reason to take off your talis, like we mentioned. In Ikka Dedina, you're allowed to go to the Beis HaKise with your talis. So the act of taking it off, even though it might be convenient to take it off, but it's ki'ili, he calls it dach yubedayim. You've pushed away your mitzvah. The act of taking off your talis in itself is not a hefsek. The Beis Yosef is maskim to the Ramah. The act of taking off a talis is not a hefsek. It's the act together with the dach of your dayim. Ki'ili, like, I don't want this mitzvah. The mitzvah is now stopping for me. I'm taking off my talis. There's no reason to take it off. You can go to the Beis HaKise with a talis. So you're taking it off. And nevertheless, you take it off. It's kiyu, like you're showing, I don't want this mitzvah, stop here. And therefore, when I come back, even if I had das to come back and put it back on, you've got to make another bracha. Masha Inkin, by sukkah, it's not considered dach v'yadayin to walk out of the sukkah it's not considered dach v'yadayin to walk out of the sukkah to get a plate. You're not showing in any way that I don't want my mitzvah now. I faket, I want my mitzvah, I want to eat in the sukkah, so I've got to go into my house to get a plate. There, you don't have this dach v'yadayim, the Orach HaShulchan calls it. You don't have that pushing way of the mitzvah. The pushing of the way of the mitzvah is what causes the Mechaber to tell you need to have another bracha. But just the mere fact of leaving the mitzvah doesn't require another bracha. That's how the Orach HaShulchan explains the Beis Yosef. Therefore, l'cha'ora, we can say, even according to Beis Yosef, We said very poshut l'chayre. If you take off your talis to lend it to someone to get an aliyah, we said, took off your talis, even though you got das to put it back on, doesn't help. According to the Ramachaba, l'chayre, you should need to make another brocha. However, according to the Orach HaShulchan al Kaponim, perhaps we can suggest that when I take it off to give it to someone to do a mitzvah, you don't have this dachi b'yodayim. When do you have a dachi b'yodayim? When do you push away the mitzvah when there's no reason to take it off? You can go to the Beis HaKisei with a talis. You decide for convenience reasons to take it off. There, the Machaba says, that's considered a dach b'yodayim, you've got to make another brocha. But if I'm taking off my talis, perhaps we can suggest, you're taking off your talis to give to someone to do a mitzvah, maybe then the Machaba will be maskim, you wouldn't need to make another brocha. You wouldn't need to make another brocha.
So that's what the
Beis Yosef himself said, it's not kvoid talis. It's a convenience. He calls it convenience. To take off a talis and a Beis HaKisei is a convenience. It's nothing to do with halacha.
So he should pass him that we should all wear our talis in the Beis HaKisei.
He says that if convenience, you're allowed to take it off. There's nothing wrong in taking it off. Something wrong with it.
It is, because he's been doicha b'yodayim.
I came across a bit sharp. It's not a bad thing of dechir b'yodayim. It's an act. It's an act of showing that I want this mitzvah to stop now.
Yeah.
Since there's no requirement in halacha to take off my talis, then it's considered like I've stopped the mitzvah. I want the mitzvah to stop because mitzad halacha, I don't have to take it off.
What is the convenience, by the way, that we're talking about?
Just the megala tefach, and you have to pick up your talis and make sure that the strings don't get dirty, and it's a convenience. Oh, just to finish off, we have the Ramah as well, which is more megel le halacha. We have a Ramah which we've said very clearly that if you take off your talis with das, then you're fine. And therefore, l'chayra, if I take off my talis to give to someone who wants to have an aliyah, I've got das to put it straight back on. So according to the Ramah, we said it's quite clear, l'chayra, I wouldn't need to make another brocha. There might be one variable, and this is the Emek Brocha points out. He says, what would be if the fellow who borrows my talis says, you know what, I need to make up my mea brochas to it. So I want you to be makne your talis to me. So please be makne your talis so that I can make a brocha when I have my aliyah. So you say, fine, I'm makne my talis, and then he makes a brocha. Says the Emek Brocha, what's going on here? This is very, very similar to the case of tefillin to a Beis HaKisei. When I take off my tefillin to go to a Beis HaKisei, we said very clearly from the Ramah and all the Noisei Kedem, they say that when I take off my tefillin to do something, which in that time it's also to do, there's an issa to go to Beis HaKisei with the tefillin. My tefillin have no shaykhs now to the mitzvah. So when I take it off, I'm putting my tefillin in a situation where it's got no connection anymore to mitzvah's tefillin. Then, says the Machaba, says the Ramah, that you'd have to make another brocha. Masha Enkin, the Ramah says, by a talis, since just taking it off, it's not mafkia, you can go to the Beis HaKisei with a talis. So it's not mafkia from the mitzvah, then the Ramah paskin that's not considered the hefsek. But that would be when I lend my talis. If I makne my talis, when my friend has my talis, that talis I cannot be yotze with. For me, that talis is now out of my realms of being makai and mitzvah's talis with. Memela, in that case, on this side of the Emek Brocha Paskins, the Fidur Ramah, if I makne my talis to someone else, when I get it back, you'd have to make another brocha. He's still koine. He's still koine. Bashas, the fellow, has the talis, it's his. I can't be yotze with it. Therefore, it's like a tefillin in a Beis HaKisei, which the Ramah himself would be masking, you'd have to make another brocha.
The halacha, you need to make a brocha of tefillin if you go to Beis HaKisei?
Yes. Take off. There might be an eitzer when if I make my brocha with. I don't know, I think the halacha, you'd have to. You'd have to. Have a very, very lovely day.
Never in my face to man, since I had the interior ideas. Now he's going to ask me about.